2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, October 9th. This is Utah's new news. And in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Simone Cycli. It's overcast and 49 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Crashes with injuries on State Street. I'm Ricky Meese.
Thanks, Ricky. And we continue to update a developing story this hour where the state of Utah has announced its first vaping-related death. We start our coverage with the latest information from the State Department of Health and KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
We know he was a Salt Lake County resident under the age of 30 and died at home. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn told KSL News Radio they also confirmed that this man had vaped THC, but they don't know where he got it.
We do know that the vast majority of our cases in this outbreak in Utah have obtained their THC cartridges on the street or from illicit sources.
Dr. Dunn says people should stop vaping products with THC immediately. If they do start to have nausea or breathing problems, they should get medical care. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Mary, and we'll be updating this story throughout the afternoon. New York State also announced their first vaping death, which was a 17-year-old from the Bronx. The teen's death is also the youngest known death in the country due to a vaping-related illness. New York Representative Peter King says that more has to be done to keep teens away from vaping.
We have legislation in Congress which would ban nationwide flavored vaping. It would also raise the tobacco age to 21. But to me, the key thing we're focusing on is to end the sale to youth.
Utah Congressman Chris Stewart tells the Dave and Dujanovic show on KSL News Radio that the death in Utah highlights the need for more regulation of the e-cigarette industry.
They're incredibly dangerous, and our young people don't realize when they grab some of these things on the street corner, they have no idea what it is that they're sucking into their lungs.
Stewart has introduced legislation trying to stop youth from using e-cigarettes. Be sure to stick with KSL News Radio as we continue to bring you the very latest on this story. It's being called a horrible crime which victimized vulnerable people. The Utah Attorney General is releasing more details about the charges against a county assessor in Arizona who has reportedly trafficked children in Utah in an adoption scheme. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is covering this story.
Investigators say the first tip came to the state's human trafficking tip line from concerned hospital workers. And 12 News Arizona says court documents show the scheme had been going on since 2015 and that the website for Paul Peterson's law firm said it would cost parents between $30,000 and $40,000 to adopt a child through their firm, which supposedly specialized in handling adoptions without the involvement of a third party, like a state or adoption agency.
Investigators say this scheme violates a treaty specifically designed to prevent expectant mothers from being exploited. We are learning more this afternoon about a murder investigation in Washington County. That's in southern Utah. Police found the body of a 50-year-old after getting a vague phone call from the town of Apple Valley. And since then, they have arrested Jason Klinger, who investigators say admitted to shooting the victim during a fight. Klinger was booked into jail on one first-degree murder charge and is currently being held on a $100,000 bond.
Severe Utah weather.
Well, first the wind, then the cold, and then maybe some rain or snow. Our first winter-like storm is moving in today, and we get an early look at what's to come with KSL meteorologist Dan Guthrie.
Falling temperatures will be the main story for us carrying on throughout the afternoon and evening hours. Temperatures for the northern portion of the Wasatch Front will be dropping into the 30s here over the next hour or two. Southern half of the Wasatch Front will likely make it into the early evening before we see our temperatures dropping into the 30s. Either way, though, it is going to be breezy with that colder air coming in, and it's cold enough to create some lake effect showers that could get started between the 7 and 9 o'clock hour south of the lake over the Salt Lake Valley, and eventually shifting towards the Tooele Valley overnight.
Now, if you missed any of that, Dan, we'll be back with an extended forecast in just a few minutes when we check traffic and weather together. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Millions of people are spending the day without electricity in California. The power company there has put in place an emergency plan to prevent wildfires as they deal with extra strong winds.
We're in a red flag warning across this region for the next couple of days, so there's no exact idea where a wildfire could break out, but there's no doubt that this is a historic move by PG&E. Now, this is a reaction to all the wildfires that we've had here in California in recent years. Dozens of fires have been started by down power lines. PG&E filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. They were also responsible for the Paradise Fire. You'll remember that here in California last year that killed 86 people.
That's ABC's Will Carr in beautiful Sausalito, California, in a location where the power has been shut off. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry was handed out today, and this year goes to something we're all familiar with. ABC's Sherry Preston has more.
Three chemists are getting the Nobel Prize for their work on the lithium-ion battery, which powers everything from our smartphones to our electric vehicles.
It's very clear that the discoveries of our three laureates really made this possible. So it's really been to the very best benefit of humankind.
Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences Secretary General Göran Hansen. One of the three winners is the aptly named American scientist John B. Goodenough from the University of Texas. At 97, he is the oldest Nobel laureate ever. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And coming up on KSL, you'll hear the moment a crane collapses in California during, landing on two homes. And then you'll hear from the guy who was lucky enough to escape getting smashed. And a look at your noontime drive.
Trees on State Street, about 2600 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time, 12:06.
Mornings sound like this. Breaking news from 5 till 9. Then a deeper dive on the news until 12 with Dave and Dujanovic. Stay updated each morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
I built a super cool two-story treehouse in the backyard of the home we used to live in. On the 4th of July, some kids were playing with fireworks. The fire burnt the tree and the treehouse, broke the windows out of the house, and melted the siding on the house next door on the far side of the lot. Fires are crazy. At Whipple Service Champions, we can't prevent all fires, but we are smoky bears for the plumbing, heating, and electrical. Gas appliances burn toxic, flammable, explosive gases. Electrical wiring, fixtures, and connections age and deteriorate and can heat up and spark. Whipple Service Champions inspects, maintains, and repairs your plumbing, heating, and electrical systems. Whipple Service Champions does a complete furnace tune-up for just $44 and an electrical safety inspection for just $44. We identify little problems and prevent them from becoming big ones. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Your best insurance is prevention. 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Thank you for joining us on Utah's New News. I'm Simone Cycli in today for Maria Chaleos. And one of the stories we are following this hour involves the first death in Utah associated with vaping and lung disease. At this hour, we know it was a male, Salt Lake County resident, and he was under the age of 30. The state epidemiologist told KSL News Radio he had vaped THC, but they don't know yet where he got it. KSL News Time is 12:07. Two homes are damaged in Southern California after a crane working on power lines fell over. And not only did a doorbell camera capture the fall, ABC 7's Giovanna Lara spoke with the man who was in one of the homes and got hit by debris. Here's what that crash sounded like.
A neighbor's Ring camera captured it all. A crane contracted by Southern California Edison slowly toppling over and smashing onto two homes.
It was really loud. That's one thing I remember. It was like a bang.
Pastor Carr Crominga was in the patio of his Long Beach home when it happened.
We were refilling the generators and just heard this loud bang, and it was almost like someone hit me in the back of the head with a baseball bat.
Crominga says he didn't know what hit him, but it wasn't long before he realized he was bleeding.
I didn't know if it was one of the telephone poles, if the crane had come down or what. All I could see was that the roof of my patio had collapsed and missed crushing me.
Crominga Krominga spent the night at the hospital, back home today with 8 stitches on the back of his head. He says,
I'm thankful to be alive, and I'm thankful I belong to Jesus, and it's just a reminder that we're not in charge.
He says he feels very, very fortunate. And as I mentioned, those crews are working to patch up the damage on the home because they're waiting for the insurance company to approve the work.
Incredible sound there, wouldn't you agree? Airbnb is running a contest to help celebrate the 150th anniversary of college football. They are letting 3 winners book a one-night stay inside the Goodyear blimp. The blimp will not be flying, sad to say. It will be safely on the ground in a hangar. Each winner will have to pay $150 for that overnight stay, and they can bring 2 friends. All right, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Ricky Meese is with us in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a great drive on your Salt Lake County freeways to begin your noontime commute. You're good to go there, but a couple of crashes with injuries reported on State Street. One in Sandy at about 100th South, so just north of Southtown Mall. And then a crash with injuries, State Street, about 2600 South. University of Utah Health is part of your community with 12 locations along the Wasatch Front. Expert care is right down the street. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And now we've got Dan in the KSL Weather
Lake
Center.
Lake effect showers developing this evening heading into the overnight hours. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Thanks, Dan. And right now we've got 49 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in Salt Lake City.
When people look at our jewelry and see how much a Shane Company diamond sparkles, they ask me how we're able to offer such great prices. I'm Rory
Lake
Shane,
effect showers
generation jeweler. I tell them it started generations ago, when my father's uncle was buying diamonds from the most reputable and talented diamond cutters in the world. He did business with honesty, integrity, and transparency. So they set aside the best rough, uncut diamonds for the Shane family. To ensure he got the best deal on diamonds in all quality grades, he paid cash. Then he passed the savings on to his customers. Today, my family is still doing business the same way, going to the source, buying ethically, working with a number of the same diamond-cutting families, paying cash, and passing that savings on to our customers. We offer you a premium diamond without a premium price. That's the power of a direct diamond importer. Salt Lake will always get the best value on the most beautiful diamonds at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Chaz, 46, former U.S. Army Ranger, tells us about life before and after Universal Men's Clinic.
Well, I had a pretty active lifestyle in the military, you know, parachuting, shooting, swimming. When I retired in 2009, I noticed a downward trend, sleeping in late, watching a lot of TV. Since being treated at the clinic, I am definitely more motivated to go to the gym, definitely more confident with my lifestyle and my general presence, and it's way better at home. It made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki. The Universal Men's Clinic specializes in using modern medicine and a sophisticated monitoring system to help men suffering from ED or low testosterone. Our professional staff is specially trained, discreet, and confidential.
Help is here. Take the first step to getting your life back by making an appointment today. No referral is necessary. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
A lot of people move around and they live in a ton of different cities and states. Well, that's not my family. My mom's lived in her home for 42 years and I'm going on 18. The point is, if I want a fresh look, it's not going to be a new home. It's working with what I got. So this spring, I had CertaPro painters come out and paint the outside of my house, and honestly, I love it. It looks brand new. So this fall is a great time to breathe some life into your neighborhood, freshen up that look, and if your outside looks great, then awesome. CertaPro can help you plan a fresh new look inside, a new coat of paint, or an accent wall. It can make your home just feel so cozy. CertaPro is fast, efficient, and they get it done. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated, so they're right here in our community. Schedule that free estimate today online at CertaPro.com or call 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro painters. We do painting. You do life.
KSL News Time, 12:14. And the three things you need to know this hour first.
The state health department confirms Utah's first death from a vaping-related lung injury. It was a man in Salt Lake County under the age of 30 who had vaped THC. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, we're learning more this noon hour about the arrest of an Arizona man charged with running an illegal adoption scheme where he recruited women from the Marshall Islands to give up their babies. Right now, the attorneys general for both Utah and Arizona are outlining their cases. Maricopa County Assessor in Paul D. Peterson, an elected county assessor for Maricopa County, Arizona. And third, traffic and weather together brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Ricky's in the traffic center. Hey, Ricky.
Hey there. We are looking at a crash-free commute on your Valley freeways and main secondaries. Also, no delays if you're traveling I-15 north or southbound between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL traffic center.
Thank you very much, Ricky.
Strong cold front moving through. Snow showers possible tonight. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL weather center.
And right now, mostly cloudy and 49 degrees, and it's time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. NATO, Germany, Egypt, and now the U.S. are all condemning a Turkish military offensive on U.S. allied Kurdish forces in northern Syria.
President Trump in a statement says that the U.S. does not endorse Turkey's attack in Syria and that his administration has, quote, made it clear to Turkey that this operation is a bad idea. The president continues by noting that Turkey is now responsible for ensuring the 11,000 ISIS fighters currently in prison will remain there and that ISIS, quote, does not reconstitute in any way, shape, or form. Earlier today, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wrote on Twitter that the president's decision to pull back U.S. troops and not prevent this Turkish operation, quote, ensures the reemergence of ISIS. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Germany's top security official is describing a shooting outside a synagogue in Halle, Germany, as an anti-Semitic attack. ABC's Tom Rivers says two people were killed.
According to the site Intel Group, which monitors extremist activity, a 35-minute video was filmed from the shooter's head-mounted camera and posted on a video game site. It shows footage of the ammunition and shooting. The gunman says in English prior to the attack that the root of all problems are the Jews.
Police say one person was arrested. The Pacific Gas and Electric website is overloaded, leaving Northern California residents looking for information on the state's largest planned power shutoff in the dark. Laura works at a dentist's office in Sausalito.
Well, we understand that they're doing what they have to do in a way, but trying to find out information has been the most frustrating, so we really don't know day to day how we're going to plan.
PG&E cut power to 1 million people in the state because strong winds are forecast to hit that area, and the utility's transmission lines were blamed for a deadly 2017 blaze. Markets are up on Wall Street this hour. The Dow, just under 200 points. You're listening to ABC News.
And it's time for the KSL In-Depth. American Airlines says it wants to get its Boeing 737 MAX jets back up in the air, and they want to do this by mid-January. Now, this is a move that could have a big impact on the airline industry around the country. But this all hinges on Boeing getting approval from the FAA to install new software upgrades. The planes have been grounded since March following two crashes. ABC's David Curley has
This is a significant step by American Airlines, saying that it will start flying January 16th, even though the government has not recertified this aircraft to fly again. How can the airline do that? Well, American Airlines says it expects that approval from the FAA on those two software fixes will come in sometime in December. In fact, sources are telling ABC News there is a growing consensus that the FAA will approve the MAX software fixes in the first 2 weeks of December. That gives you the 30 days that you get out to mid-January and American Airlines' decision to fly again. Of course, the MAX was grounded earlier this spring after a second crash that was blamed on the misfiring of an anti-stall system, which the pilots could not recover from. As far as American's announcement just moments ago, Boeing says it is continuing to work on return to service by the end of this year. The FAA says it is working on a process, not a timeline or a deadline, but it sounds like this aircraft will be back in the air, at least in the United States, at least by mid-January.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time now 12:19, and here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We are looking good up and down the I-15 corridor. That's in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Any earlier accidents or problems we've had on the freeways, main secondaries, or side streets are in the final cleanup stages or gone completely. Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Take your business beyond at ComcastBusiness.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you very much, Ricky. And now Dan Guthrie with the 7-day, possibly snowy forecast.
Scattered shower activity, not really with this storm system outside. The lake effect showers we could see heading into the evening and then working our way into the overnight. But the big thing we'll all take away from this is the cold. We're going to see temperatures drop into 28 degrees for our low heading into Thursday morning. We'll top out Friday in the upper 40s, so we'll kind of warm things back up a little bit. And then as we hit the weekend, temperatures will recover to more seasonal levels back into the mid-60s with sunshine. But still, could see a couple lake effect showers tonight over the Salt Lake and Tooele Valleys. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy and 49 degrees. KSL News Time, 1220.
Hi guys, Andrew here with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Have you been struggling with ED? Well, now there is finally a breakthrough and long-term fix available. The best part is that it doesn't require medication, injections, or surgery. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, which is exactly what you need if you have ED. With just a few short treatments over a couple of weeks, you can get back to normal function without any medication. This is an absolute game changer for men, as it can lead to a complete reversal of ED. Now, here's the best part. For the listeners that pick up the phone and call us right now, we'll give you a free doctor's assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound. That's a $300 value. The number to call is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. If you struggle with ED and are sick of the medication, call Wasatch Medical right now for that free exam. 801-901-8000.
And coming up on KSL News Radio, by the way, KSL News Time, 1221 now. Inside Sources will begin at 1235, just about 10 minutes or so from now. And Doug Wright is filling in as our host on Inside Sources. And there's a lot of information going on about Syria, the United States, and, of course, the continuing impeachment inquiry. And Doug Wright will be keeping us up to date on all of those beginning at 1235 here at KSL News Radio. Now, watching Utah's money at 5:55 after the hour. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is leaving the door open to another rate cut later this month. Powell says that uncertainties around trade and Brexit pose a risk. The Fed holds more meetings in a few weeks. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. General Motors and Toyota are teaming up with a British computer chip company. They're going to work jointly on self-driving cars. Right now, automakers say that the current chips that are used in self-driving test vehicles are too big. And taking a look at your money at this moment, in much better territory at this time than it was about 24 hours ago at this time, the Dow is up 199 points now to 26,363. S&P 500 also in positive territory, up to 2,992. And the NASDAQ up 88 points to 7,912. After suffering a heart attack while on the campaign trail last week, Senator Bernie Sanders admits he was dumb and made mistakes when it came to his health on the road.
The Vermont senator saying he was campaigning too hard and not listening to his body.
Been doing, in some cases, 3 or 4 rallies a day, running all over the state, Iowa, New Hampshire, wherever. And yet I, in the last month or two, just was more fatigued than I usually have been.
Sanders went to the hospital where doctors found he had blockage in one artery and needed 2 stents inserted, sidelining the 78-year-old candidate for now. But Sanders says he will be back out on the trail.
That's ABC's chief national correspondent Tom Yamas. An Ohio city will vote on banning discrimination based on a person's natural hair. That's coming up today there. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
Cincinnati's city council will vote on a bill Wednesday that would prevent discrimination based on natural hair. Kimora Douglas is an African-American woman and says she's received comments about her hair.
I've had my hair completely natural, and I remember someone saying, I actually like it a lot straighter.
It's like, okay.
Douglas works for the office of city council member Chris Seelbach. He introduced the proposal after hearing her story and others.
I started hearing stories after stories from mostly black women of real discrimination that they face on a daily basis.
Similar laws have already been passed in California and New York. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A new idea from Lego is being tested here in the United States, finding ways to reuse those popular blocks that you sometimes step on. The company typically tells its customers to keep their bricks or to pass them on to others. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
Lego is looking for ways to recycle those plastic bricks, but it won't just be good for the environment. The Danish-based company trying to make sure, just like the song in the Lego movie, that everything is awesome when it comes to helping other kids enjoy unwanted Legos. The toy maker announced Tuesday it's testing ways for customers to ship their used unwanted bricks back. They would then be cleaned and recycled in boxes donated to Teach for America, sending them to classrooms in the U.S. Other Legos would also be sent to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Where folks from the Boys and Girls Club can be stepping on those Lego bricks. We've been hearing a lot lately about Chick-fil-A employees going well beyond their normal work duties to help their customers. And here's another story. A woman visiting a Chick-fil-A in Virginia dropped her phone and it fell down a storm drain. When the County Public Works Department declined to come and help, a restaurant employee named Seth opened the manhole. Do you even know how to do that? Climbed down in and retrieved the phone. You can read more about this story on our KSL News Radio Facebook page. And coming up on KSL News Radio, we'll update our top stories, which include snow on the way and Utah's first death related to vaping. Stay with us. KSL News Time, 1225.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that can lead to dialysis. Neuropathy can lead to amputation. Vision impairment can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes, simple yet powerful natural approach, has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it's saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer for type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 801-515-0020. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 801-515-0020. 801-515-0020.
Hey, it's David Dujanovic, and we're excited to tell you about the $1,000 Challenge, brought to you by Zions Bank.
We're doing our best to help every Utahn put $1,000 in savings by the end of the year.
Listen every Thursday at 11:20 for your chance to win a $1,000 savings account. It's our way to help you work on your emergency fund.
For details, text the word CHALLENGE to 57500 or visit kslnewsradio.com.
It's the $1,000 Challenge with Zions Bank and KSL News Radio.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together.
cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle, too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And that is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And Miss Ricky Mason, the KSL Traffic Center.
A new crash in Ogden. This is going to be Harrison Boulevard at 56th South in Weber County. Also a crash westbound I-80 at the off-ramp to 5600 West. Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. See a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown. VWSouthtown.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures will continue to cool for the remainder of the day and into the evening, already in the 30s up in Logan. Temperatures down to the 40s here along the Wasatch Front. We will eventually cool down to the 20s as we head into Thursday morning. In terms of storms, relatively quiet, but south of the lake, we will see some scattered showers trying to develop, some lake effect showers starting over the Salt Lake Valley and then kind of working their way into the Tooele Valley overnight. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It is 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Simone Cycli in today for Maria Chaleos. KSL's top local story this hour, a dog was shot by a West Valley City police officer this morning. This as a SWAT team looked for a suspect. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has those details.
Members of the department were serving a search warrant at 7005 West Gates Avenue when a pit bull mix broke free from its tie-up and started to charge at an officer. Public Information Officer Roxanne Vainuku says that officer acted according to his training to fire his weapon at the dog.
When an officer is confronted with a situation as potentially dangerous as being attacked by a large dog, this is something that authorizes the use of deadly force.
Afterward, the dog was still alive and police believe the injuries sustained are non-life threatening. The dog was picked up by animal control and is currently receiving medical attention. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A Utah man has now died from vaping. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says the man had vaped THC.
It is certainly a complicated investigation given the illegal nature of THC cartridges. So we are doing the best we can and working with all of our partners, but certainly not seeing an end anytime in the near future with this outbreak.
She spoke live on KSL News Radio right after the news broke of the death. The state health department will only say that the victim is a man under age 30 and he's from Salt Lake County. He died at home but had not been hospitalized. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump says the U.S. does not endorse Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and has made it clear that the incursion against Kurdish fighters is, quote, a bad idea. The president commented in a written statement hours after Turkey launched the offensive against the same Kurdish fighters who helped the United States fight ISIS.